tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for your anointing that you placed upon me to minister your word. And Father, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Turn in your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I will most likely come back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, but right now I'm going to read just one verse, and it is verse 6. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 6. And it says, therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. I'm just pausing a moment. Give me a Selah moment. I want you to think about what I just read to you. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to read it to you again. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do. I want to tell you that there are some folks that are dozing. Now, you have to understand. Well, let me finish the verse and read it, and then I'll say this. Let us therefore not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. Be alert. Be sharp. Now, you're either spiritually alive or you're spiritually dead. If you're born again, you're spiritually alive. You're a new creature in Christ Jesus. But if you're not born again, you're physically alive, but you're spiritually dead. You follow me? Amen. You're spiritually dead. But now, in verse 6 here, it says, let us not sleep as others do. And I believe this is talking about the body of Christ. Amen. You hear me? It says, let us not sleep as others do. Now when we go to sleep, and you know, all of us I think sleep differently. People have their positions that are more comfortable for them while they sleep, you know, and I don't know what your sleeping position is, but you know, sometimes some folk they sleep, and they sleep so hard and sleep so sound that it actually look like they're dead, you know, and sometimes I have to touch them, kind of shake them to make sure they're still on this side. But here's the thing. Just because you look like you dead doesn't necessarily mean that you are dead. And so we see here this sixth verse that it's talking to people that are alive in Christ, but they've dozed off to sleep. They're sleeping. And the Bible warns us against sleeping. We're told to be alert, to be sharp. Amen. I thought the Passion Translation was interesting. It says, this is why we must not fall asleep as the rest do, but be wide awake and clear-headed. Wide awake and clear-headed. Now, listen to me real good. If there ever was a time to be sharp, to be clear-headed, to know what's going on, right now. The time is right now. We must make sure that we don't allow ourselves to doze off to sleep. And understand, I know you do, I'm not talking about physical sleep. We have to all sleep physically, but you don't have to sleep spiritually. And there's so many things that can cause us to fall asleep spiritually. I hope you're listening to me this evening. We have got to be sharp. Now, the group just sang a few minutes ago, withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. Too many of us are carrying around unnecessary baggage. Things that we need to release, but we refuse to let them go. Amen. Things are really rough in the world. And we got to understand what time we are living in. Brothers and sisters, please listen to me. We are living in the last days, and I believe the last of the last days. And when I stand before God Almighty, when I stand before Jesus on that day, I don't want him to have to tell me, son, you did not warn my people. You didn't tell my people of my imminent return. I'm not going to be guilty of that. He is coming back, and we see Bible evidence of it every day. Every day. And I have been very busy today. I have a lot going on today, and so I don't know all the details, but I do know that there's some things going on happening in our nation's capital today that weren't good. Please understand something. And the Bible tells us this. Satan knows that his time is short. He knows that his time is short, and so he's trying to stir up as much trouble as he can. And he's trying to rock the believers to sleep. Remember Jesus? After he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, what did the devil try to do? He tempted him. He tried to tempt him, right? But with the temptation, he tried to rock him to sleep. causing him to lose focus on what God the Father sent him to do. You know, he couldn't be focusing and listen to his father's instruction, eating the devil's bread. And the thing that we, as the body of Christ, must be aware of is that these are the last days and we must be sharp. We must stay alert. And here's the thing. We must stay sensitive to the things of God. We got to stay sensitive to the things of God. And the way we do that, first of all, is have a close relationship with God, close fellowship with God. And I hope each and every one of you talk to God personally every day. I hope he's not a stranger to you. I hope you know him as your father. I hope you can say, Abba, Father. That's the relationship and that's the fellowship that we must have with him in these last days. Brothers and sisters, we can't play around. We got to take the things of God serious. Y'all hear me tonight? I need to repeat that. We must take the things of God serious. Hallelujah. And so we're going to have to spend some time with him in fellowship, in prayer, in the word. We're going to have to spend that time with him. And listen, that shouldn't be a laboring time. It should be a restful time, a peaceful time. Amen. Jesus said, come to me and I'll give you what? Rest. I'll give you rest. Now, before we move on, look at verse 7. I'll read verse 6 and then read on into verse 7. It says, therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober, which means we as believers need to know what's going on. And now here's the thing. There are so many that do not. They haven't the slightest idea. They get up every morning. They go to bed every night. And everything is just flowing along as normal. And they haven't the slightest idea what's going on around them. Verse 6 says, therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. Verse 7. For those who sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day, we're people of the day. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith. You see that? I said, do you see that? But let us who are of the day, we are of the light, we are of the day, be sober, be alert, be sharp, know what's going on. Putting on the breastplate of faith. Let me tell you something. We're not going to make it through some of the things that's coming on the earth if we are not people of faith. Did y'all hear what I just said? We're not going to make it through some of the things that's coming on the earth if we are not people of faith. If we do not put on the breast plate of faith. Knowing that God is who he says he is, knowing that God will do what he says he'll do. Are you still here? Hallelujah. Knowing that God's on your side, knowing that God is for us and not against us. Can I get another amen on that? Hallelujah. We are to put on the breastplate of faith and love. In other words, we got to stop fighting amongst ourselves. Brothers and sisters, you find that all through the scripture, especially the New Testament. Love. Love, love. Matter of fact, it's the love commandment. Love has replaced the commandments. If I truly love you, I'm not going to do anything to hurt you. You hear me? If I truly love God, I'm not going to have any other God before him. If I truly love my neighbor, I'm not going to do anything to hurt my neighbor. If you want to, listen to me, if you want to truly walk in the power of God, learn to walk in the love of God. See, we've been fed a bill of goods that if you walk in love, then you're weak. People can just run over you any way. That's a lie. The 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians tells us that love never fails. Love never fails. So we're told to put on the breastplate of faith and love. And listen to this. Y'all ready for this one? And as a helmet, you know that you put your helmet on your head. You know that. You put your helmet on your head. And as a helmet, what? The hope of salvation. Glory be to God. I'm going to get to the other side. I don't care how dark it is outside around me. I'm going to get to the other side. I have the hope of my salvation. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, it says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come." It's talking to people who are awake. "And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you." Say he's talking about me. But now listen, he lets us in on something. "Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, do you agree with me that darkness is covering this earth? But now there's light in the house of God. There's light for those who know God. Let me read verse 1 again, because I want you to get this in your spirit. It says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come." Now, I'm reading from the New King James Bible. "Arise, shine, for your light has come." Your light has come. "And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you." Let me tell you something. When the world is dark and it's dark all around us, our light has come and the glory of the Lord is supposed to be shining upon us. Even in a dark world, we stand out because we are people of light. Are y'all still here with me this evening? Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody turn the AC up a little bit. It's a little warm in here. I don't know if it's me. If y'all cold, please forgive me. Y'all pray for me. Hope you're praying for me anyway. Amen. But I'm up on this platform and it's a little bit warm up here. But are you listening to what I'm telling you? Verse 2 again, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. And look at verse 2 again. And deep darkness the people. It don't have to stay on for very long, just enough to cool it up off just a little bit. And deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. This is the time, this is the time, even right now, that we should allow the glory of the Lord to rise over us. The light of the Lord be shown through us. The darker it gets in the world, the brighter we should be shining. Not sleeping, not dozing, but shining bright. Are y'all still with me? See, we've been told already what's going to be happening. Darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness to people. We living in a crazy time. Crazy time. But this is our time to shine. This is our time to shine. Tell yourself, say, this is my time to shine. Amen. Those of you that's sitting by your relatives, just look at them and tell them, this is your time to shine. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, it says darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people. Flip back, stay in Isaiah, and flip back to verse 5. Not verse 5, chapter 5. Chapter 5. This is just an example of some of the darkness that we're talking about. But see, we've got to be alert. Isaiah chapter 5, look at verse 20. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Aren't we living in that day right now? Let me read that again. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe, listen at this one. Woe, this is verse 21. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Folks that think they know it all. Folks that think they got it all together. I want to read this to you from the New Living Translation, verse 20 and 21, New Living Translation. What sorrow for those who say that evil is good and good is evil, that dark is light and light is dark, that bitter is sweet and sweet is bitter. What sorrow for those who are wise in their own eyes and think themselves clever. Wow. I want to all right, let's go to the book of Hebrews right quick. I didn't plan to be before you long tonight anyway. I just wanted to give you a nugget this evening, but I want you to turn to the book of Hebrews. I think I do, if I wrote down the right scripture verse. Okay, yes. Look at verse 13, Hebrews 5, verse 13. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Well, you know, when we first got saved, we were spiritual babies, weren't we? And we had a lot to learn, didn't we? But you know, it's a shame if you've been saved 10, 20, 30 years and you're still a spiritual baby. You hear me? If you've been saved that long and you're still a spiritual baby, in other words, all you can handle is milk, there's a problem. But look at verse 14. And you can bring that down a little bit, Paul, so it will cut off. I didn't want it to run on and on and on. Look at verse 14. But solid food belongs to those who are what? Full of age. And that's not talking about physical age. I'm talking about spiritual age. That is those who by reason of use, everybody say use, by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern what? Both good and evil. You and I are supposed to know what's good and what's not good. We should be able to discern that. And so when someone comes along and call evil, call good evil and evil good, we already know the difference. Because we've grown. We have matured. We're awake. We're not sleeping. You know, we need to examine everything. Now, let me say it this way. We need to filter everything through the Word of God. I've had to change my way of thinking about some things by studying the Word of God and hearing the Word of God. Are you listening to me? Turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 13. Romans 13. We need to, tonight, we need to take heed to what the Holy Spirit is telling us. Verse 11. And do this, and I'm jumping right in the middle of something. You can read the whole thing. It's actually verse 13 is telling the believer how they ought to be living. And you know, we as believers shouldn't be living like the world. And I know some people don't like hearing that, but it's still the truth, whether you like hearing it or not. We as believers, we as Christians, shouldn't be living like the world. We shouldn't be doing the things the world's doing. We shouldn't be out committing adultery, fornicating, and all that stuff. Can I get another amen? But pastor, if you preach that stuff in the church, you're going to lose some of your best tithers. Well, let them go. If they can't handle the truth. No. It's not said from a spirit of condemnation, but a spirit of warning. That the road you're on is going to get you in big trouble. Matter of fact, I was going to begin reading in verse 11, but I'm going to back up to verse 8. It says, owe no man anything except to love one another, for he who loves one another has fulfilled the law. Here's that word love again. Told you throughout the New Testament. Praise God. Verse 9, for the commandments, you shall not commit adultery. You see that? Now that doesn't say you shall commit adultery, did it? It says you shall not. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, all are summed up in this saying, namely, and this is what I said earlier, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Now, back to verse 11. And do this. The time that now is high time to awake out of sleep. Let go of the world and start seeking God. Is there another amen out there somewhere? We got to let go of the world and start seeking God. In other words, he's telling us, wake up! For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. In other words, the coming of the Lord is so much nearer than when we first got saved. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Listen at this. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day. In other words, we're supposed to walk in the daytime. Remember, we're people of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry, that's all rioting and so forth, not in revelry and drunkenness. Can I get an amen? Not in lewdness. Is there another amen out there somewhere? Well, Pastor, we're just having a little fun. Okay. Telling all these lewd jokes. Just plain nasty. That's not who we are. That's not who we're supposed to be. So it says, let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy. Hallelujah. Verse 14, and I think I'll quit right here. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. You have to understand, brothers and sisters, we don't get to choose what part of the Bible we want to hear. You listening to me? We've been called, us ministers been called to preach all the counsel of God, the whole counsel of God. We want God's blessings. We want God to bless us financially. We want to prosper. And that's in the Word of God that He will do that for us. But that ain't all the Bible says. We're not supposed to be getting up on Sunday morning and doing a service and talking about and testifying about how God blessed. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Won't He make a way? God blessed me financially, and I got all my bills paid. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But as soon as you leave the church, you're going somewhere and sleep with your neighbor's husband or your neighbor's wife. Or somebody you're not married to. I didn't write this book. So don't blame me. You need to talk to God about it. I know how far you get there. You know what He'll tell you? Repent and do what it says. Do what it tells you to do. It's time, folks. We got to wake up. We don't want to get caught unprepared. We got to wake up. We've been commanded to wake up out of sleep. Now, me preaching this doesn't mean everybody's sleeping. If you're not sleeping, it's a warning to us not to go to sleep. But if you are sleeping, it's a warning to wake up. Either way, we can use this message, can't we? Bless the name of the Lord. Has this blessed you this evening? God wants a sharp. He wants a sharp. He wants us ready. Bless the name of the Lord. Father God, right now, we thank you for your word this evening. And Father, we know that your word will not return to you void. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I pray, Father, that those that heard me this evening, if any of this applied to them, that they would take heed to your word. Thank you, Jesus. And maybe you're watching. Living for God the way I should, and I'm willing to repent and change the direction.